I still don't get what kind of office picnic won't let you bring your kids.
Well, they call it an outdoor brainstorming session. We have to wear ties and bring our computers. You know, I'm not sure this is a real picnic at all.
Ah, don't whine, Jazz. My women who weld class ends at 6. Why don't I snag Howard and we'll meet back here, cook up a mess of beanies. Oh, looks like the little one's ready to dig in.
Stu, look. He's got a spoon.
And he did it all by himself.
Better haul out the baby book and write that down. Woo-wee! Ho-ho!
Stu, have you been keeping the baby book for Dale?
I thought you were keeping it.
I'm sure we have one around here somewhere.
Oh, sweet mother of pearl. You believe those two?
I found it much easier to record Chucky's entire infancy on video. You really should watch weeks 10 through 13. They're a scream.
Oh, here it is. Now let me just get a pen.
What kind of book is this? There's no pictures or words or nothing.
Oh, but we're going to fill it up right away, starting with my big boy and his spoon.
Aunt Jeannie, nobody's gonna read a book about a spoon. A beautiful princess named Angelica. Now that's a good book.
No, dear, this is Dill's baby book. This is where we'll write down all his firsts, like his first smile, and the first time he rolled over, and... Oh, Stu, we're so far behind.
Let's not panic, Deed. We'll just recreate everything from memory. How hard can it be? Okay, now, we know he's done that before, right?
Angelica, what's that book my mommy took?
It's your baby book. It's where grown-ups write all the boring stuff you babies do.
Like what, Angelica?
Like when you burp and drool and make icky sounds.
I bet Dale's baby book got lots in it.
Actually, it's empty. But I guess that's no surprise, since he never does nothing interesting.
Well, that's okay. He'll do lots of neat stuff when he gets older.
Oh, Tommy. Dill isn't a boring blob because he's little. It's because he's dumb. Even dumber than your regular babies.
He is not.
Sure he is. Haven't you noticed Dill can't even walk? When I was his age, I was talking and walking and riding a tricycle. I just hope Uncle Stu and Aunt Dee Dee don't take him back to the baby store to trade him for a smart baby.
They can't trade him for a different baby. He's not dumb.
Yeah, he's just...
What is he, Tommy?
He's just a regular baby, Lil. Like us, only littler.
And he smells worse. But that's a good thing.
Yeah, I bet he's really, really smart.
Of course, he does just sit there most of the time.
You guys, I bet Dill knows how to do lots of stuff. Watch.
Maybe he thought it was a donut. Here, let me try. I'll bet he knows the difference between scary and nice. Okay, Dill. Make believe Phil is a big scary monster. All right, Phil, thanks. Now, make believe Lil is your Bobby with a blankie.
Come here, nice stinky little baby.
Now, which is betterest?
He picked Mommy with a blankie. No, Dill. Oh, he was right afore.
Looks like it's back to the baby store.
Maybe Angelica was right, Tommy.
I'm always right. What'd I say? Can't you see Angelica yet? Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy. I forgot. Of course, still can't talk right.
Dill can so talk. He just needs to learn some more words. That's what we'll do. We'll teach Dill all the names of stuff, and then he'll be really smart. Now, let's see what we can teach him about. Dill, this is a statue of our grandpa holding a ball. He got this because he turned old. Can you say grandpa?
Mine.
Let's try something else. This is the clicker. It makes the TV wink at you. Can you say clicker?
Mine.
That's a plain old sock. Dill, say sock.
Mine.
He sure knows that word.
Maybe the grown-ups will keep him if you make him into a lamp.
Oh, we got to make him a smart baby somehow. Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, I suppose I could have teached him some really smart stuff seeing as I go to school.
Wait, Angelica. Oh, would you teach Dill, please?
You can do it for me. Angelica, please.
Come on. Well, I'd like to, but you see, I'm very, very busy with my Princess Angelica castle. Of course, if you wanted to help.
We'll do anything.
Really? You babies would, say, dig me a moat for the castle?
Sure. Right, guys?
Right.
And you wouldn't mind letting me lock you in the dungeon?
Nope. Right, guys?
I guess so.
And you'll take care of all the Princess Angelica ponies and shovel out the staples? All right, I'll teach them.
Thanks, Angelica.
Excuse me, Tommy, but from now on, it's Ms. Pickles.
Baby's first laugh.
It was on my birthday.
Are you sure?
It was right after he spit up on my cake.
Oh, that's right.
Before we start, do any of you stinky babies have to go potty?
I think I do.
Well, too bad, Fenster. You're in school now, and we can't have all these interruptions. Now, for our first lesson, I'll explain the whole world. First, the sky. The sky is blue because it's all water, like the ocean.
But, Ms. Pickles, I thought there was something else up there, like air.
I'm the teacher, so everything I say is right.
If the sky is water, where's all the fishies?
The clouds is fish.
Okay, then how come when it rains, the fish don't fall down?
'Cause there's no water down here, and no more talking in class. Now, where was I?
What about the water in the ocean?
Was someone talking?
No, Miss Pickles.
Good. Now, underneath the sky is the ground, which is made of cheese.
Cheese? The ground's not made of cheese.
Hey, who's the teacher here?
Cheese.
I said no more talking.
Yucky, yucky.
Ow! That's it. I'm done being his teacher.
But, Angelica, you can't go. You gotta teach her too.
He pulled my hair.
And Miss Pickles, if the ground was cheese, wouldn't peoples eat it?
No, Philip, the animals would.
Peoples would eat it first, Lily.
Miss Pickles!
So they wouldn't,
Philip.
Miss Pickles! Miss Pickles, I gotta go potty!
You babies better be quiet or I'm gonna send you all home!
Oh my goodness, what's going on out there?
My mommy and daddy's is coming and Dill isn't any smarter.
Angelica, how did you get Dill all the way out of... Stu, look!
Wow! He sure hasn't done that before. We gotta put this in the baby book.
I think we have a smart little guy on our hands.
Did you guys hear that? Dill's a smart baby after all!
Okay, babies, I saved Dill for you. It's time to get to work on my moat.
But, Angelica, you didn't save Dill. He saved himself.
What do you mean? mean? I teach him everything he knows.
You didn't teach him to put his toes in his mouth.
Yeah, I'll bet you can't even do that.
Sure I can. Watch, I'll show you.
Gosh, Tommy, you must be even smarter than Angelica.
I'll show you, babies.
Here. Well, that book should be filled up in no time.
Tommy?
Oh, nothing. I'm just a little sleepy. Dill was crying all night.
Hey, thanks for watching my little angel this afternoon.
No problem, bro. In fact, it'll give Angelica a chance to try out my latest invention, the Merry Magic Music Ball. Once you press this button, it becomes a gateway to enchantment. Just make sure you share it with the other kids.
Have fun, princess.
Okay, Daddy.
Angelica?
I don't know. Some murky magic thing.
Wow!
It's so pretty!
What do you think it is?
Only the bestest, neatest toy in the whole world! And you babies can't play with it.
Yeah, but Tommy's daddy said you had to share it with us.
Well, sure, he said that, but he forgot. It's just for grown-up kids. See, it says so right here.
I think we're grown up enough to play with it, Angelica.
Ha! You? If you're so grown up, then you could, drink out of that sippy cup over there.
We can do that.
That's easy.
Me, I can. Without the sippy cup.
Whoa! It can't be that hard.
Yeah,
it's only a right. Cup.
Can do it.
Okay, there, Tommy.
See, Tommy did it.
Yay! Now we can play with the murky ball.
You think that makes you grown up? If you babies was really grown up, then you could,
what?
Do what I do every day. Stay up through nap time.
I did that once.
Guys.
Good luck, babies.
I don't think this is a very good idea, Chucky.
Sure it is, Tommy.
But I'm really tired. I don't think I can stay up all the way through my nap.
Just think about the toy, Tommy. Think of how much fun it'll be.
I suppose I can try.
Okay, kids. Time for your nap. Boy, the babies sure look tired, Aunt Dee Dee. Want me to get some extra pillows for them?
Thank you, Angelica. That's very sweet of you.
Sweet dreams, babies. Sleepy?
No.
No.
Come on, guys. Let's play a game to help us stay awake.
Oh, there's gotta be a way to get those babies to nap.
No.
Dill's just wide awake. Maybe a little baby food will help. Sometimes a full tummy is all a baby needs to fall asleep.
Full tummy, huh?
Well, I guess since you babies aren't gonna take a nap, how about I get you a little something to eat while you play? Mind giving me a hand there, Phil?
Sure.
You know, he's really much nicer to us since we grown up.
I'm coming.
Now, what should we get for you babies? Say, those look good.
Hey, right there, Jelly. These are pretty good.
I thought Aunt Dee Dee said a full tummy makes them fall asleep. That's better.
What happened, Angelica?
Phil just kept eating everything himself. I told him it wasn't very nice. Then he just fell asleep.
But he never ever sleeps without me!
Something smells funny here, Chucky.
I think maybe it's Leo.
No. I got some feeling Angelica did this.
We'll be right back, you guys. We promised we'd never nap alone.
How sad. You know, it kind of reminds me of that story.
Story?
Sure. The one about the little brother and sister puppies that always fell asleep together.
I never hear that one.
Really? It's one of my favorites.
Just as I suspended. Mushed peas. A couple of jars of this stuff will put even the toughest baby to sleep.
And Angelica's the only one that could open those jars.
Oh no, we left her alone with...
Lil, it's just you and me now, Tommy.
I don't think I can make it, Chucky.
But we have to, Tommy. For them.
There must be something in here that puts babies to sleep.
I won't be long. I just want to get my honky horn. That way, you can squeak it if I start to go to sleep. Here, look at this while I'm gone.
Chucky, what you doing?
Just started reading this book.
That's nice. You know what I like to do when I'm reading a book?
No.
I like to listen to music.
Not the lullaby.
Tommy!
Angelica, you did this!
So what if I helped him along a little? It's not my fault you're all just a bunch of sleepy babies. That is, except for you, Tommy.
Oh, you're not gonna put me to sleep, Angelica.
You're right, Tommy. I guess my little tricks won't work on you. Well, why don't we just sit down together and wait till nap time's over?
That's okay. I'll just stand up.
Or we could just rest our heads on these pillows.
I'm fine.
Well, we could just cover ourselves with this blankie so it'd be nice and warm while we wait.
Blankie? I don't need a blankie.
Yeah, Tommy. You won't be much longer now.
it down on the floor.
Yeah, just for a minute.
I'll just rest my head a little.
Doesn't mean you'll fall asleep.
Angelica.
I was going to give that one to Angelica if she liked it, but it just put her to sleep.
Don't worry, honey. I'm sure she'll like the next one.
Nicktoons Network presents the cast of Kappa Mikey. They may not be the cleanest.
Why?
Or the smartest. Aww. Or the most tasteful. Or the most graceful. They may not be well-mannered.
That's my food.
And it is delicious!
Or the best actors. Or the most prepared.
If only we had brought mayonnaise!
But you know what?
Let's move.
They're big-time TV stars, and that's enough for us.
Hooray!
Watch Kappa Mikey and the whole Lily Moo crew in the three-headed monster block. Not just cartoons, Nicktoons.